In Romans 12:10-13, we read, "Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality." In this passage, the word translated hospitality is a combination of two terms, one meaning love and the other meaning stranger. The word hospitality therefore means lover of strangers. As we see this idea developed in the New Testament, it becomes obvious that this Christian characteristic is very broad in application. The term is not limited in use to strangers only. It describes a desire to develop relationships with others, relationships that are mutually beneficial, yet motivated by a sense of duty toward others. I want to emphasize, however, that desire alone is not sufficient. As in most things, the desire is a place to begin, but more has to follow. We are, when all is said and done, very self-centered creatures. Our analysis of just about everything in life begins with our own sense of comfort. So where do I begin if I want to understand this issue more profitably? Well, I don't begin by looking at others and reaching some conclusion about whether they have been as friendly and open to me as I think proper. It is essential, therefore, that we recognize that the Bible instructs us to practice hospitality. It does not instruct us to judge the hospitality of others. Typically, when we think of hospitality, we think of having someone over for a meal. And without question, that is one of the primary ways in which we show hospitality. Eating is a fundamental human activity, and when you share that time with someone, you are involving them in one of your most basic habits in life. So this is an ideal way to develop relationships. But if at the heart of this characteristic is that desire to build relationships, then we must admit that sharing a meal, while it might be one of the most natural ways of showing hospitality, is by no means the only way. The truth is, there are a multitude of activities that would amount to hospitality. I would say that just about anything done for the sake or for the good of another qualifies. All such efforts contribute to that building of relationships, which is at the heart of this particular concept. In summary, hospitality is not limited to having people over for dinner. It is about getting involved in the lives of others in ways that allow you to serve them and genuinely help them.